J.C. Denton, welcome to the podcast. J.C. Denton is an anonymous esoteric researcher, an essayist, podcaster, and performance artist, as well as a practitioner of meditation, extraterrestrial contact, sensory deprivation, and various spiritual practices.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I am interested in the material histories of very esoteric, mystical, and occult things. I'm glad to be digging deep into Monroe with you. I don't always get the opportunity for these things.
One of the things that I keep coming to in the background research for Robert Monroe is his theory of Loosh. I've been struggling to understand this, grasping the bare essentials of his cosmology, and I was hoping that you could enlighten us today about some of Monroe's background, his spiritual beliefs, his theory of Loosh, and just how all of this stuff fits together. You had mentioned before that Monroe himself has a background in the military.
Yeah, military and broadcasting. He did spend the war years working for a government-subsidized private contractor that designed a flight simulator prototype. But it sounds like what he was working on was a precursor in some ways to the technology he was exposed to or that he developed at the Monroe Institute. He kind of has like almost like a typical mystic story where he like dropped out of college because he got like a burn on his face. He was a hobo for a while. He rode freight trains. He experienced like the other side of the American dream. Then he went back to Ohio State. He studied pre-med, English, engineering, and journalism. He seems to have been somewhat gifted with like electrical engineering and had these interests in journalism. So actually he got to World War II. He was determined not fit for duty.
Really?
Yeah. He was classified 4F because I think he had a lot of ulcers or something like that. So again, more of this like tortured mystic kind of origin story. He worked for this flight simulator. He didn't see any action or anything like that. He wrote for a column in Argosy magazine, and then he got a job at the National Aeronautic Association right after that. So he has these interesting jobs in aeronautics that eventually got him like deeper into that field. And it sounds like he was working with sensory deprivation tanks and other ways that you could like simulate like zero G flight on Earth.
Huh.
So eventually he got into the idea of just wanting to optimize himself, kind of like pre-nootropics or something like that. So he wanted to learn in his sleep. And I know you've talked a bit about it already, but that's where the original genesis, according to him, of entrainment comes from, is, quote, sync up both halves of his brain and also lean on like the hypnagogic ability to, I mean, he called it like explore, but like you were talking about earlier, I think imagine, like that liminal state between that threshold between waking and sleeping in which your thoughts are malleable and you're kind of dreaming, you're kind of awake. He's like trying to stay in that perpetually. So that lends itself back to the whole objective mechanism that is being subjectively experienced, which is why I'd be very cautious to enshrine this into a dogmatic experience. I mean, Monroe was too, to his credit, but there have been other people in this institute who have kind of found new forms of God. They've turned it into a completely dogmatic experience.
His spiritual background is that he was raised as a Christian. And later in his life, he develops a rather unusual worldview and cosmology, remarkably different than Christianity, although it is maybe in some ways inflected, influenced. Could you tell us about Loosh and Monroe's conception of the universe? Where does it come from? What is the source of Loosh?
Essentially, at its core, Loosh posits the fact that there are negative emotions that are generated throughout our lifetime, specifically by humans. The idea is Earth is a special place. Earth is like very special in the grand scheme of the universe. According to Monroe, Earth is like one of the only places that like energy beings can come to learn certain ways to grow their soul. It's almost Hegelian in nature, but as far as I know, he has no philosophical background whatsoever. But he definitely sees the universe as a consciousness generator and a consciousness building machine. But it's also like a battery in which, quote, Loosh has to be extracted. So certain energy beings come to Earth and they choose to come here and forget about everything else. And it's the only place where I guess like through time, we can have a linear metric of, quote, progress. And I think Monroe specifically is considering the growth of the soul progress. The idea is that there is a mechanism in the universe that extracts negative emotions generated by people, and then it harvests or it consumes them. In Monroe's cosmology, because think of it like an explorer, he was just in bed one day and he thinks he accidentally